Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, hey, it's Eli here with the last of our live episodes from the Hamilton Fringe Festival, and a reminder that we will be back on April 30th with the first episode of Civilized Season 5. The whole cast have been back in the studio in person, and it's been an absolute joy. So listen out for that, and until then, here's the last of our Fringe shows featuring our very special guest, Carter Siddle.
So we now have a proposition for you, audience. You can either see Florg again. I was like, Florg.
Florg continues.
Florg 2, Electric Boogaloo. Or we can get a whole new character in a whole new episode. What do you say? New character!
It's unanimous.
What is wrong with Florg? I'm trying so hard for you, people.
I think it's just that if we have three people at that octave on one podcast for too long, it will just...
This is fantastic. Let's get all those questions that we asked at the beginning answered again. So, Carter, how long has his character been on this planet?
50 years.
Love it. 50. And what is the physicality that he has? What's he made up of? Plants?
Oh, he's a plant.
Plants. I love it. Yes. Yeah, is he a plant, like an improv plant, who's someone who says yes and to everything and is a little too excited? Or
is
plant.
He both?
Oh, what's a character quirk?
Depressed.
Oh, no.
All right, that's getting a little too close to improvers. Yeah.
So he's in a depressed
improv. We perform for your pleasure so we don't feel sad inside. Feed us with your laughter.
It's not a great strategy, but it's all we have.
Okay.
We're all fine.
Depressed?
Depressed.
Okay.
So Eeyore.
And?
Depressed and droopy.
Thank you for that adjective to add on there. Okay. So right. Plant depressed and human depressed. I'm on board.
Now this I like.
You're all monsters.
Interesting.
You asked for this. I want you to remember that.
I think we've just created a new genre of erotica.
I don't think it's new, Carter.
We have to get the title of the sex tape now.
Sad. Plant-based sadness.
Just
made a vegan
joke. I think we have enough.
We need a name, please.
The seed.
The seed.
First name the, last name seed.
I'm the seed.
I'm just going to do it quick.
I'm aroused already.
Sean. All right. And the last thing we need is a Schmen's buddy's best buds title. The one where they blank.
Storm.
The one what?
With the storm.
Ooh. The one with the storm. All right, audience. Thank you so much. Let's get another round of applause. Episode 2.
The lightning just keeps getting worse and bigger and spacier.
I know, Al, but I need you to help me. Let's get these storm shelter made, okay?
We should go back inside the base.
Listen, I built us a storm shelter. We're going to hide in the storm shelter. I've spent all day on this, and I'm determined.
We have a giant...
I don't care! We're camping!
It's underground. It seems like...
I want to experience it.
Why do we have to experience it with you?
Because this is team building exercise 99. This is what my book says.
I wish Barty was here. He didn't make us do stupid team building like
Barty
this.
Barty isn't here. He's taking a vacation day and
I
doing
know he's
paperwork.
Dead. You could just tell me.
Okay, Barty real dead.
Yeah, okay.
Barty real dead.
All right.
But he'll be back, I hope. You never tell with Bartholomew. Barty or Barty. Anyway, oh, starting.
What? What's starting?
The rain. Oh, that's nice. Oh, look,
there's,
see, just...
There's
just,
water coming in.
Yeah, that's... Ignore it.
Actually, there's, like, runoff coming in, too.
No, just ignore it.
Like, actually, it's starting to fill with, like, flora and perhaps fauna as well.
Something is growing.
I've been crawling for 50 years to find shelter. I get here, and it finally starts raining outside.
Well, hello.
You're welcome.
Interesting. Okay. Hi. Who's this
sorry.
Now?
Is the fact that I've crawled for 50 years at all amusing to you people?
Not amusing, well, but definitely no. something.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were just really bored, to be honest, and you're the first... Well,
I am digging your vibe.
I'm what? Literally just trying to dig into the ground. I'm just trying to remain alive.
Hey, what's your name, Sailor?
What's your type?
I don't have a type. I'm a plant. I'm a form of plant life. I am the seed. Why am I the seed? I'm not a person like you knuckleheads. I'm just trying to get out of the harsh climate. But now it's raining, so now I have to get out from under this stupid tent. Really? There's a ship over there. Why is there a tent here?
It's not a tent. It's just made of wood. It's made of stuff.
If you don't have bad days, then there's no point of reference for your good days. So we have really, really bad days so that the good days seem better.
Yeah.
What the hell is this guy talking about?
Okay, keep it going. Don't stop.
No, really, like, I'm a plant. I require very little to remain alive. You appear to be more advanced life forms, so you're going to need all sorts of stuff.
He called us advanced.
Okay, I might take that one back. Why are you doing this? Get off this planet!
Okay, let's go back to base, everyone.
Nah,
no,
hard
no,
to
no.
Get.
I think we
let's
should stay
here.
Right here. We're stranded and lost and just need someone to help us out.
So
bit.
Lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me get out my... I don't have anything! I'm a plant!
Yes, get madder. Get a little... Wait. Do you have, like, some sad backstory?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, tragedy in your background?
Yeah, what's a little plant like you do in a little storm shelter like this?
What
about
is
it's
happening?
Pretty upsetting.
Yeah, tell me again about how you hate it.
Tell me about crawling again.
Yeah.
Can you talk...
All to get into this shelter.
Yeah, how low did you crawl, though? Was
here,
it, like, wet outside?
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
See, you I'm going to talk to, not your, I don't know, your friend's desperate to mate? I don't know what's happening here.
I'm not sure what's going on. I've never seen Albot behave like that.
Yes, you have. Remember Halbert?
Yes, you
oh,
have.
Oh, the bear in the closet?
Yeah, the bear.
That's true, though.
Oh, you are attracted. Oh.
Well, I mean.
I can
it's
space.
Not. Shut up.
It's not exactly attracted, but it's something.
I'm like, I don't know, thorny? I'm
feeling it took a little
me thorny.
50 years to crawl to this point. I'm just going to start my 50-year journey to get out. And here we go.
Wait.
You're a plant, so guess what? I'm grabbing you.
Hey! Oh, because that's what I'm desperate to do right now. Yeah, be in a pot so I can be forgotten about on a windowsill where I'll eventually wither and die.
I'll never forget about you.
Yeah, don't make us have bleeding hearts. That's a type of plant.
Don't take your clothes off.
What? I'm very comfortable with my body.
Oh, God.
It's wet in here.
Okay, I feel like I need to say this.
Do you want to come
I'm
to the base?
I'm not even sure what skin and clothing is, so what you're doing right now is virtually meaningless to me.
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're planting a seed in my heart.
Okay, that's it. I'm calling it right now. Would you like to come into the base? We have nice water. I can put you in a large pot. I can put you in a different room from these weirdos.
Please pick me up and carry me anywhere else.
Here we go. Okay. Cut to the dining room.
Ow. Do you feel weird? I feel weird.
Yeah, I definitely just kind of like feel kind of embarrassed for some reason.
Yeah. Like deeply upset with myself.
Yeah. Oh, like I really put myself out there in a way that I probably shouldn't have and that wasn't reciprocated enough.
Yeah, I don't feel good about any choices I've made, but, like, I also can't define why.
Sound of a door. Okay, let's just wheel you in here. How's the light? Is the light? Do you like that?
The
I got the lamp
the
on there.
Good. Is this artificial
light?
Wait,
no, I need to,
light?
Wait, artificial? I should prune that really quick. There.
Oh, you have no idea. That's been there for a while.
There we go. All right, we'll just move you over to the corner.
Okay.
And let me know if these guys start, you know. Getting weird again, okay?
I don't feel weird. He seems pretty pleasant to me right
now. Yeah, he's just a normal
plant-based
that can talk.
Person, yeah.
I think it was just something weird outside with that water. Remember in the past with the rain that was, you know.
I remember my arms falling off, yes.
So the seed, your tragic backstory, is that something you want to get into some more?
I'm the only plant on this planet.
Oh my god, he's alone in the world.
No. What? No.
Oh no, what's happening? What? Ow, it's happening again.
I know.
I don't like this side of
you. Don't make me use this fire extinguisher on you.
Why? Because I'm so hot. Ah, oh, God. Ah, okay, it's working.
So you have plants wherever you come from, right?
Yes.
And does this happen?
No, I've never seen this before.
Bob, why are you not affected by his sensual advances of sadness?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's just like I feel like I could fix him somehow.
Yeah, but you don't want to fix him too much because then he's like not appealing.
I'm gonna use this fire extinguisher again.
No, please don't use it in my mouth.
You want to keep him at a certain level that he's always going to need you?
Yeah, and I am always going to need you. You put me in a pot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Something is happening.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think we need to talk this through. Okay?
Okay.
So it seems like every time you get sad or angry, and I can't even say the words without these two being affected. Something's happening to me. Maybe it's like do you have pheromones or something?
Well, look who took high school science.
High school's a really bad time for everybody.
Oh, God, do you think he's going to mansplain something? Plantsplain it to me.
Think of something happy right now.
Something happy.
Sunny day. Rain.
I'm on a ship, and maybe we're going to go to another planet with other plants?
And someone's pruning you, and there's sunlight.
No, I'm literally asking, is that what's going to happen right now?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Huh. So we can leave?
Yes.
We can?
Yes.
That's great.
How are you both feeling?
A little embarrassed, I guess.
I was totally lying. We can't do any of those things.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay, we need to get control of this. This is getting out of control. I am having no brain goodness. Brain no good, only
sad. I think you need to be happy when you're not happy.
I can't be happy. You telling me we're stuck here? I spent so long to get to this one spot thinking humanoids, maybe they can help me. And now I'm here, and not only can you not help me, but I've discovered the lost ship of perverts from Eero 7.
Listen... Mr. Seed. I think that Bob is right. There's something about your pheromones that is affecting us. I don't think you should stay here because we're not going to get anything done.
Oh, okay. So let me get this straight.
Yeah, tell us.
So the male sounding plant.
Yeah.
is making other people uncomfortable.
No, that's not
so true. So now I have to leave your little paradise because I'm making people feel funny in their private
parts. I think
parts.
We just have to kill him.
Is that what's happening right now?
I wouldn't say it's private.
We're being real open about what's going on here.
Bob, I think you gotta take the seed far away because you seem unaffected.
It would just be better if we kill it.
No.
What the hell?
No.
So if you can't do what you want to do to me, you're going to kill me?
You're a plant. I'm a robot. I don't know if it's ever going to work out. It's best if I just don't have to think about you anymore.
Wow, not... I do not ever want to break up with you, Halbert.
Oh boy, no, you never.
We all remember what happened to Halbert.
May he rest in the closet forever.
What is happening on this ship?
Sorry, okay, we've had a lot of adventures that you haven't been
through. Yeah, you don't feel this way, Bob. Yeah. You don't feel this way towards me, right?
I think I've spent my whole life in depression, so I think
great.
I'm...
Oh, that's so
roommates.
Sad.
There's a
don't, No, there's no way I can affect you like that. Please, no.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, there's, thanks.
There's a cave like 27 years here from here, okay?
Wait, 27 years by plant crawling? I can have you there in an hour.
Great!
Okay.
We can go there together. Roommates, come on.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Or I can just cut you down.
What?
No!
God! God!
What are you doing?
Okay.
I don't understand.
I have a lot of shame now.
Why would you cut him down? Why would you do that? We had a whole plan. There was a plan. There was a safe plan. There was a plan to get him back to another place. There wasn't this part of the plan. There was going to be, we're going to take him. He was going to be okay. There's a plan.
And
okay.
You had a plan. You were going to follow us there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This way, we can just pretend it never happened.
No, Jamal, we don't have to. Why would you? But it was a plan.
From the corner of a room, a small leaf.
Oh, no.
They killed my host body. I'm so upset.
Yummy, yummy.
I'm gonna horn up each and every one of them.
Oh, I'm not getting the same vibe.
I'm getting a little aroused.
No. Oh, no. Violence!
Civilized, starring Phil Johnston, Sean Howard, Christy Bolton, and special guest Carter Siddle. Recorded live at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. Your technician in the booth tonight has been Mark Nascimento. I have been your sound designer, Eli Hamada-McElveen. Look us up wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com. Thank you and good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty. And cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.